You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yes, welcome back to The Wire. Now, the Auckland DHB is calling for more people to become immunised against the mumps disease after a spike in cases this year. Over 130 incidents have been reported so far, compared with only 35 in 2016. I spoke with Auckland DHB Clinical Director, Dr. Julia Peters, regarding the outbreak, first asking Peters how the disease had spread so well across Auckland.
We think what's happened is that people have returned to New Zealand from travel and from overseas travel, either with the mumps or developing the mumps, and then they have managed to get into a vulnerable cohort, so a group of people who are not fully immune, and then it has spread from there. So we're in a situation now where we have probably got about 150 cases, and the vast majority of those are locally acquired, so they have sprung up in New Zealand, but we think that the initial cases that came in probably were people travelling to New Zealand.
And low immunisation numbers are being attributed as the blame for this, for the spread?
Yes, what we've found is that of the cases that we've had, around 80% of them are not fully vaccinated. So that means they have not had two doses of the measles, mumps and rubella vaccination. And 65% of the cases that we've had are in those aged 10 to 29 years. So we know that that group of people, or that group of young people, is a group that has not been, well, a proportion of them have not been fully vaccinated against measles, mumps and rubella.
What do you think the reason is for this specific group? Is this?
I think the causes are probably several. One of them would be that New Zealand probably didn't have such good immunisation systems up until about a decade ago, when the government started setting targets and we got a national immunisation register, which enabled us to follow up on children who weren't getting all their vaccinations. And then I think that in the early part of the century, there was some negative publicity about the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine, and that may have put some families off. Of course, we know that research was completely false, and that there is no substantiated risks with the measles, mumps, rubella vaccination.
For those who are concerned about the mumps vaccine, could you explain to them why the vaccine is safe?
So vaccinations are incredibly safe. I mean, they are very well tested and studied before they come on the market. And the measles, mumps, rubella vaccination has a track record of safety and effectiveness. Now, I do need to say that there are some people who cannot receive vaccinations. So babies under 12 months can't have the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine, partly because it's not effective at that age group. Non-immune pregnant women can't have the vaccine, and people who've got weakened immune systems shouldn't have it either. And that's why it's really important that people who can have it, have got no reasons not to have it, do have two doses of the measles, mumps, rubella vaccination, because we need to get our rate in the community up to 95%, A, to stop this outbreak, and B, to protect people who for one reason or another can't receive the vaccination.
And what is being done to try and meet this target of immunisation numbers?
Well, for young children, the government of course sets targets, so the immunisation register that New Zealand has only been going for 10 years, so we've got about 10 years worth of data there by which we can measure immunisation rates. Further back in history, we don't have such good data, but what we are saying to people is, if you are not sure, talk to your GP, talk to Student Health, and if you have not had two doses of the measles, mumps, rubella vaccination, then see about getting that now, because the vaccination is free.
Where is the easiest place for people who think that they have not been vaccinated for this disease to go and receive it?
Young people who think they haven't been vaccinated, first of all, if it's possible, they can check with their parents, but for overseas students that may not be possible. Then they should either see their general practice or speak to Student Health.
Right. And is this mostly targeted towards young people, or should adults also go seek out information if they have been immunised against mumps?
we are sending the message out to everyone. We do assume that people who were born either in or before 1981, when the mumps vaccination came on online in New Zealand, probably had mumps as a child and therefore can assume they are immune. So if you're around about 36, 37, you probably had the illness as a child.
When are we likely to see the spread of mumps slowing down? Is this when this immunisation target is reached?
Yes, it could keep going for some time. The only way we're really going to stop it now is by people getting vaccinated, because if we can get the immunisation rates up, then we've got a good chance of stopping it. But that involves people heeding the message and taking action. So we do expect we're going to see more cases, certainly for the rest of this year.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.